ओम शांति। पवन सिंह ओम शांति। टुडे वाज डिफरेंट ना। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वो शारदा दी की सच अ लॉन्ग दृष्टि एंड देन पापा ब्लेस्ड टू ऑल द चिल्ड्रन वेदर दे आर face to face in front or wherever they are in any place, but to all the children everywhere, congratulations for this day. This day of greetings is very lovely. Tomorrow is Shivratri, the birthday of Shiv Baba. So Baba is saying this day of greetings, congratulations, is very lovely. And in the drama, the sign of love between the father and the children is that the meeting is taking place in the corporeal form of the father and the children. First of all, those who are sitting in front, to them, Bap Dada is meeting first and congratulating. Those who are sitting in front, face to face, so Baba congratulates them first. This day is very special because it is the special day when the establishment took place. The day when the children recognized the father and the father recognized the children. The children said, Baba said, my children, and the children said, my Baba. Each child, whether in front or behind, wherever you are sitting, whether in front or at the back, wherever you are sitting, to all of you, on this day, Bap Dada is congratulating you for celebrating this meeting face to face. today. Everyone's face today, the fortune is visible on everyone's face in the form of a very happy face. And even Bab Dada is so happy to see how the children are so fortunate to be celebrating this meeting face to face. On each one's forehead, these words are visible: my Baba, sweet Baba, lovely Baba. This wave of the meeting is visible on each one's face. Even Bab Dada, even Bab Dada to each child, wherever you are sitting, in front or at the back, on seeing each one of you, how happy he is. This the father knows and you know. For each and every child, the father says, wah, children, wah. Wah, child, wah. For each and every child. The meeting is happening face to face. To everyone, whether in front or at the back or sitting on the sides, and seeing each one, Bab Dada is singing the song, Wah Child Wah. Bab Dada is noticing that every child but that is noticing that how every child is absorbed in the sweet remembrance of Baba. In every corner, in front and at the back, Baba's looking around, because over 25,000 I hear. So many are outside the hall too. So Baba is saying, each child on seeing the father is so happy. Each child is so happy on seeing the father. And even the father on seeing each child is saying, "Wah, child, wah," is singing the song of "Wah, child, wah." Because the father knows that this type of meeting cannot be forever. But today, this experience of being together and on seeing the love in each child and on seeing the love in each child, each one's heart Baba using the word gad gad means it's like, so you can say excited, thrilled, it's like dancing. And this type of meeting attracts the hearts so much. The father too says, "Wah, children, wah." The father too sings the song, "Wah, children, wah," and the children too sing the same song, "Wah, Baba, wah." how wonderful this part is in the drama at Sangam Yug, that the children are looking at the father, they are recognizing the father, and the father is seeing the children and is happy to see how happy the children are. In each one's heart, these are the only words which are being uttered. My Baba, lovely Baba. And from Baba's mouth also these words are coming. Wah, children, wah. How each child has come and is experiencing his birthright of meeting face to face with the father. Even the father, on seeing each one's face, is so happy. Baba is saying each child, and what is he experiencing through that? How each child has so much love in his heart. For the father, if Baba starts describing how much love each child has for the father, so many books would be written. But this only the heart knows, the father and the children know. At this time, the face of each one of you while celebrating a meeting with the Father is so lovely. Of course, it is number wise according to the inner strength. strength of each one, but the love between the father and the children is immortal and alaukik. Baba is happy, the father is happy to see each child's face and is saying wah child wah from his heart. How much love Baba is giving to the children. He's just showering his love on the children today. The father also is so happy. This meeting face to face for a short time is so lovely. Baba is trying to say directly, this is very pretty, these are very precious moments. They won't come back. There is great zeal and enthusiasm in each child's heart. That every child of the world recognizes the father and the children are serving in the best way and moving forward in this. So today Bap Dada is seeing how much love every child has in his heart for the father. And for that, lots and lots and lots of blessings, congratulations from the heart to every child. Wah, drama, wah. This meeting is also no less. Bap Dada keeps celebrating the meeting of a meeting with the children in his heart all the time, because he cannot stay without the children. And everyone claps. Baba saying he cannot stay without the children, so he keeps celebrating the meeting with his children in his heart. There are so many stories of this type of meeting. But now, on seeing the children face to face, the father is so happy. Bap Dada is singing the song in his heart due to the love he has for the children. Wah, children, wah. This meeting of today is in remembrance of the day of meeting. This day of meeting is in remembrance of the day of meeting. So, Bap Dada who is happy first? Is Bap Dada happy first to meet his children? Or are the children happy first to meet Bap Dada? And Baba is saying Bap Dada is happy first to meet the children. Bap Dada cannot stay without Bap Dada sees every child. He cannot stay without seeing even one child. He cannot stay without it. So that's why Bap Dada is looking all around at every child, everyone's face. Bap Dada is looking. So Bap Dada is happy. The children also are happy. So, now, what wonders will you show in the future? You have celebrated the meeting already. Now, what are you going to do in the future? What wonders are you going to show in the future? Everyone in his heart begins to recognize the Father, and starts saying that yes, we cannot stay without the Father, and the Father cannot stay without seeing the children. Each child should start saying that. Bap Dada observed that on seeing the part in the drama, on seeing the part in the drama, the children surely must be thinking what were those days and what are these days. But you are sensible and therefore you are playing your role of service very well. So on seeing the children who are fulfilling their part of serving is happy. Bap Dada is happy on seeing the children who are fulfilling their part of serving souls. Because in the world, because in the world at the end, this sound, at the end this sound will echo in everyone that our Father has come. Will echo in the hearts of everyone that our Father has come. But just as in the sakar form too, very few children of the world got the rights and the recognition of the Father. And because of this fortune, the Father continues to meet the children. This part in the drama gives happiness to the heart. The children, the Father is happy and the children are happy. So, according to the drama, according to the drama, Bap Dada is happy to meet the children in the Sakar form. This meeting is also a very, very good part fixed in the drama. You also become happy, don't you? The father is happy to see the part the father is playing of coming and meeting the children. And the father also is happy to meet the children. But there is such a big difference between that meeting and this meeting. The meeting of Baba in Sakar and the meeting now through a medium. So Baba is saying there's a big difference between that meeting and this meeting. So understanding the part in the drama, understanding the part in the drama, each one is taking the love, the power and the enthusiasm from it. How happy Bap Dada is on meeting the children, this the children can understand very well. This chance the drama has given, this chance has given this good chance of the meeting. So how happy the father is on meeting each child and giving so many congratulations from the heart. And is continuing to sing the song, Wah children, Wah. All of you are happy, content, and are moving forward until you are the instrument souls of course there is a difference of the in the meetings but it is a meeting so understanding this The father is happy to meet the children. He is very, very happy. What the father wants to do on seeing each child, this only bhakta, that heart knows. But Bap Dada is happy. That although the children are number wise, but at least the meeting of the father and the children takes place. Father has seen that the children do stay in remembrance. They do remember the father. But they are also facing Maya a lot. But they're also facing Maya a lot. So, Baba, is congratulating each child That wah children wah this meeting of the father and the children is immortal and will remain immortal All of you are happy, aren't you, physically and mentally? Wave your hand. All of you are happy physically and mentally, aren't you? Bap Dada is watching how every hand is being waved. Very good, very good. Congratulations. But Dada noticed that the true love of the heart can never end. The true love of the heart can never end. Cannot, the true love of the heart cannot be erased too. And therefore Bap Dada continues to sing the song, Wah children, Wah. And seeing how all the children are making their effort to remember Baba, to remember the father, and seeing this, Bap Dada is happy. And therefore, congratulations, congratulations to you for this. Even the father keeps remembering remembering you children. It isn't that the children have been forgotten. No. Each child is in Bap Dada's heart. Although the children are number wise, but they stay in remembrance. So today, for this day, Bap Dada considers it to be a very great day. Because it's the day, the meeting of the father and the children takes place face to face. With this, the father becomes happy and the children also become happy. And now, in the future, for spreading the sound in the future, do some new programs, create some new programs for spreading the sound. Do some new programs in the future for spreading the sound, so that the people in the world stay awake, they don't go to sleep. You have to awaken them and thereby move forward. Bab Tata considers the people in the world to be, Baba feels sorry for them, has pity on them, compared to the fortune you children are receiving, because they are not receiving the same fortune. So Bab Tata considers them to be, feel sorry for them, because in the near future, such a time is going to come. Because it will be difficult. I don't know what Baba meant. It will be difficult to remember all. You are the fortunate ones, so you keep serving them. Whatever you have received, that you share with them. Give them your experience. Share with them. Give them what you have received. And Bab Tata is happy to see that although Baba is avyakt, but still the children have recognized the father and are claiming the fortune of service. Okay. Now the meeting is happening in this way, with this method. This too, Bab Dada is happy. And what song he says? He sings, "Wah, my fortunate children, wah." Muniben is telling Baba, 25,000 children have come, and Indore zone 9,000 have come, and Bhopal 5,000 have come. So first Indore and Bhopal both stand up. Also the hostel Kumaris have come, 200 Kumaris from the Indore hostel have come. So Indore, Bhopal and the Kumaris of Indore hostel, 200 of them. This part is also included in the drama, and that is going on. Bab Dada meets the children and is happy. How fortunate all the children are. on seeing this fortune. Bab Dada says in the heart as well as on the lips, Wah, children, Wah. Wah, my fortunate children, Wah. Whatever part is going on according to the drama, it was to take place and the same part is going on. Now each one of you have to stay in remembrance of the Father and also move forward in service. And all those souls who have not yet received the Father's introduction, that you have to give to all the souls and serve with great joy and happiness, so that no one complains at the end that you knew about it, but then we did not come to know. Do service and give zeal and enthusiasm to them and make them move forward and keep doing your task of giving the message in a very yukti-yukt way, in a very tactful way, so that no one is left in any corner, anywhere, without getting the message. Continue to give the message in different ways and also continue keeping the balance of remembrance and service. And in this way, move forward and make others move forward. Bab Dada is happy. That even those who will come at the end will be no less. Who are coming now are no less. And they are also doing well according to the chance they are having. But also pay attention to your stage. You have to pay attention to your stage. Although you may be few, but few are powerful. You have seen everything, you know everything, You are clever in understanding these things. So Bap Dada is happy with you. So those of Indore and Bhopal, please stand, sit down. And now double foreigners from 65 countries, 1,100 brothers and sisters have come, double foreigners, 1,100 double foreigners from 65 countries. Very good. They're all waving to Baba. Each one is giving a flag. You continue to come and continue to increase service for this. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Somehow or the other, through any method, you continue to spread this message in every corner of the world. Because even up to now, there are many souls of your spiritual family still hidden who have not yet received the message, and therefore, the part of doing service in all corners of the world has to be continued by you, so that no one complains to you that you did not give me the message, you did not tell me about it. So keep spreading the message. Keep spreading the message to the souls, to the family, members of your family, and bring them in your family, in this family. Increase the members of this family. On seeing you children, Bap Dada is very happy that how you are moving forward so carefree, and you will continue to move forward in this way. Okay, you may please sit down. Baba, so many first-timers are here. So many first-timers. Please stand up, all the first-timers. So many first-timers in this gathering today. See, so many first-timers. Half the hall is filled with first-timers. So many of you are first-timers. So, in the way you have been serving up to now, you continue to move forward in this service, because there are still many who are left behind. They wish to get the message, but you haven't yet reached them, and therefore keep on increasing the service, keep on giving the message, keep on doing programs. and as much service you will increase, that much the complaints of the souls will end, because they will get the message. So keep on increasing the service. There are still many souls. There are still many souls who haven't yet received the message. So keep waking them up through service, just as you are doing programs with so much zeal and enthusiasm. You are continuing to give the message to all. Similarly, keep the courage and continue to move forward and keep giving the message to all, so that no one remains without the message and he complains that you did not give us a chance. So keep increasing the chances of service too, so that no complaints remain at the end. Continue to expand service and thereby move forward. Acha. All will sit down. So, Shivratri. So the father and the child are meeting, and daddy is telling Baba, "Baba, you sent me to London and you also brought me back. Each one has given lots and lots of love and remembrance to everyone." So Dadi has conveyed the love and remembrance of all the double foreigners to Bab Dada. So Dadi ji has conveyed the love and remembrance of everyone to Bap Dada. Okay. To all the children everywhere, Bap Dada gives the blessing, may you be intense effort makers. And is giving Yad Pya to all. Always when you wake up at Amrit Vela, remember this blessing of the Yad Pya of an intense effort maker. And keep moving forward. Because the Father has love for every child, although very few come on the stage. But even from a distance, Bap Dada is giving Yad Pyar from the heart to everyone. Moini Ben is conveying Yad Pyar of Moini Ben of New York. And she is missing Madhuban. She is not able to come because of health reasons. And Baba is also remembering her. Right from the beginning, she has so much zeal and enthusiasm of service. She is the one who always keeps taking the chance of service, and she does service of them and makes them move forward. Bap Dada is giving special love and remembrance to the child. Because of health, she cannot travel, but she stays in the Father's remembrance, and the Father also keeps sending Yad Pya to her. She is moving forward and she will continue to move forward. Moini Ben of Madhuban is also not very well, she says, and Baba is telling her, no, give everything to Baba, you are fine, you are okay. Now, you have to come on the stage. You have that strength. You have the strength. You can come on the stage. And Bap Dada is meeting all of you is holding your hand, is holding everyone's hand. mm. Dadi Janaki is telling Baba, Baba, everyone is remembering Gulzar Dadi. They all want Gulzar Dadi to go to abroad. And they are saying, Dadi, last time you and Gulzar Dadi were together in London and now you have to go abroad. And Papa is saying, we will see. Okay. Now the brothers are coming. Today Baba will get up from his seat and also hoist the flag. And then there will be candle lighting and also cake cutting. Baba has said that the love of the children and the father is immortal. It was, it is, it will always remain. Nivebha is congratulating Baba for this day of Shiv Jayanti. So hospital family has prepared a lovely, beautiful card to present to Bap Dada. Bijman Bhai also hasn't come because of service there. So Baba Singh gave him remembrance too. Tomorrow there's a very big program in Delhi for Shiv Jayanti. Therefore Bijman Bhai has not been able to come. Ramesh Bhai is also presenting a bouquet to Bap Dada. Bap Dada is congratulating Ramesh Bhai for the wonderful service he is doing. Ramesh Bhai also congratulating Baba for his birthday. Ramesh Bhai has prepared a CD. So Ramesh Bhai is telling Baba that a big piece of land has been bought in Pune. And Dadi wants to name it Jagatamba Bhavan in memory of Mama, because Mama lived in Pune for many years. So in Mama's remembrance, there's going to be a very big retreat place in Pune. And Baba is telling Ramesh Bhai, awaken the people of Pune. A lot of service can take place in Pune. Dadi Janaki was living in Pune for many years before she went abroad. So Mama lived in Pune for many years and then I lived in Pune for over 60 years. And then from Pune actually world service has taken place.
Can you like
to those who have been invited for candle lighting, they will come on the stage. First, Bab Dada will hoist the flag, then there will be candle lighting. So Baba is telling to Brother Gopal that you will have to take an initiative to do service. So collect some eminent persons and do service. So Baba is asking how the work is going on to Brother Nirvair. And he says that it is going very fast. And Baba is asking, you have courage. You have the thought that I have to do it. And it happens. You happy? Give and take suggestions for one another. Do service properly and move forward. Giving the invitation card of the new Lotus House, which will be inaugurated on 22nd of this month. So Baba is being given invitation. Bab Dada is always there. Bab Dada says that he is always there. The newly center will be inaugurated on this month of 22nd, and it is in Karnataka. And one more center will be inaugurated in Bangalore. Now after this, Baba from his own lotus hand will hoist Baba's flag. Today, we are hoisting the flag of Shivratri. Everyone, have a thought in your heart on Shivratri, that we will move forward, progress well, and will hoist the flag in the world. There will be victory in the entire world that Baba has come, my Baba has come. Thank you.
Today is Baba's birthday as well as Baba's children's birthday. So this is a very beautiful day.
Thank you.
trolley will be distributed in the hall, but no one will take trolley while standing. Until Bab Dada is with us, we will be having meeting with Bab Dada. Bab Dada previously said that Baba's and children's meeting is eternal. It is for always and all the time. Now Brother Bharat is giving Bab Dada the grapes from Tapovan. And Brother Bharat will also be sharing the program which is going on in Abu Road. You all can see Baba showing black grapes. Baba also tasted the black grapes of Tapovan. Bab Dada has been given the news, the program which is taking place in Abu Road, especially about Mahashivratri. The programs are still continuing and Baba has been given the news about that service. Now the Madhurvani group will present a beautiful song on behalf of Baba's birthday. This is the day to meet Baba, and Baba has a lot of love for the children. We have a lot of love for Baba. Wa Baba and Wa Baba's children. Let Baba's flag be hoisted in the entire world. Look at Baba, take blessings from Baba. Baba has held your hand. Your hand is in Baba's hand and Baba's hand in your hand. Baba Dada is going to take a leaf from us, and we don't wish Baba to take leaf from us, but according to the time and looking at the time, Baba also have to give visions for the devotees. Now Baba filled children with extreme happiness, so now all brothers and sisters will be sitting. Baba will now take leave from us.